What was your philosophy in terms of offensive and defensive coordinators, and what was the right role for you? How much you'd sit in on the meetings, how much you'd let them make all the calls?
Well, first off, when I started out as a head coach, I ran my own offense, and I called my own plays as a coordinator and coached my quarterbacks and read it, did everything. When I came back after 14 years of broadcasting, I recognized that I wasn't going to be able to do that because it was going to take time to catch up, and I assumed a more deliberate leadership position and role. And I worked at, number one, providing an environment in which people felt comfortable to work and be themselves and not be afraid to make a mistake and to forge forward and, you know, and work together through tough times. And I took that approach and gradually worked myself back into the X's and O's. But I let my coordinators coach. I let my position coaches coach. I would coach coaches. I'd give them my philosophy and my thoughts and evaluations and that. But all, more often than not, it was a very positive thing. And they knew they were free to be themselves, and they were going to be supported in every possible way that I could do it. And I think that gave them the confidence to be better coaches.